You are now tuned in to Super Kids Audio Stories, the podcast starring real kids with customized stories about their adventures as a superhero. Written and narrated by A.L. Knox.
Greetings. Before we begin, I'm going to give you a background story of J.J. Wright. His real name is Jonathan Jeremiah Buford, and he's a male, and he's an African American. He's 10 years of age. His birthday is in October. His eyes are dark brown. He's 4 feet 11 inches in height. He weighs 99 pounds. J.J. Wright is pretty special because he has super strength, agility, super durability. He has a magic toolbox. The tools inside his toolbox include a wrench, a wood hammer which looks like a mallet, a Phillips screwdriver, a flathead screwdriver, and nails. Jonathan's first name means God has given, and I think that's pretty appropriate. His personality traits: he's honest, he's helpful, and he's sneaky. J.J. Wright wears a gold-colored hard hat. It's pretty pretty right there. He's a brown-skinned male, round face, dark brown eyes. J.J. Wright wears goggles. He wears a long-sleeve, Oxford-colored blue spandex shirt, which covers his neck. He wears black fingerless gloves. There is a black X-shaped suspenders that connect to his black-colored cargo pants. J.J. Wright wears Oxford blue colored boots. Give you a quick background story. Jonathan Jeremiah Buford has always been good with his hands. He has fixed small trinkets and toys at his house with a curiosity and passion to build. And to create, he comes across a magical toolbox that gives him superpowers. The tools inside this toolbox also helped him to fix and destroy things at an extremely fast rate. The magical toolbox endowed him with A-rate architectural knowledge as well. His first feat was building a brand new playground for his school. Later on, he began working with adult construction workers and became the youngest construction worker in history. Along with his building prowess, he has taken up a hobby of fighting crime as well. It is then when he takes up the name of J.J. Wright. And now, to our story. It is a sunny day in the city of Atlanta. There is a large skyscraper being built in the city. There are many cranes and crew members working to complete this project. As we zoom in a building, we see a young kid by the name of Jonathan Jeremiah Buford working along with a crew of men. They are sitting down having lunch. J.J. finishes his lunch as he lays on his back from stuffing himself. His belly is rounded from the fullness.
"Ah, that was good. I don't think I can move," said J.J.
The other construction workers laugh. Shortly after the lunch break is over, there are some construction men working on a lower level of the skyscraper. They call for J.J. by yelling out. J.J. responds by saying, "Coming!" He jumps down 13 floors to meet up with the men who requested for him.
"Hey, what's up?" said J.J.
The men relay the message, the manager's message that is, that he wants J.J. to do some things for him. J.J. does a saluting pose.
"Roger that!"
Using his super strength, J.J. picks up a steel beam and jumps up 3 flights to deliver to the men on that floor. J.J. continues this process for a couple more minutes. Shortly thereafter, J.J. wipes the sweat off his forehead. Another construction worker calls for J.J. and asks if he can hold a steel beam in place so they can begin welding. J.J. obliges.
Upon completing the task, the men see the city's power go off block by block.
All the lights went off. Why? Said JJ.
The men shrug their shoulders and tell JJ it's a citywide blackout.
I'll check it out and see how I can help then, said JJ.
He grabs his magic toolbox and jumps off the 15th story, landing safely on the street.
JJ runs towards the power station at speeds over 55 miles per hour to see what's going on.
Upon arriving, JJ is met by heavy security at the front gates. The security instantly recognizes JJ and lets him through.
JJ Wright goes to the top floor to have a word with the president of the power company.
The president speaks to JJ Wright and tells him that all the city's power has been stolen.
JJ is shocked to hear this statement.
All the electricity is gone? My mother's not going to be happy about this.
How is she going to watch her favorite soap opera now? Said JJ Wright.
The president of the power company has surveillance footage of the culprit.
JJ looks at the footage and sees a teenage boy absorbing all the electricity from the power grid through some special made gloves.
The teenage boy turns towards the camera view and quickly destroys it with a bolt of electricity. The signal fades.
What? What's this guy's problem? I mean, why steal all the electricity? Said JJ Wright.
The president of the power company asks JJ Wright to pursue the culprit.
JJ Wright places his fist on his chest.
I will catch this electricity thief and help restore the city's power back. That way my mom won't miss her favorite TV shows.
JJ Wright leaves the premises in search of the electricity thief. He travels block from block, asking people have they seen this electricity thief. JJ Wright shows a picture of the culprit to the people. After a long search, JJ Wright is still without a clue on the electricity thief's whereabouts. Tired of looking, JJ Wright sits on the sidewalk and sighs.
I've been searching for a while and still no results. I wish he would just show up already. Then I'd give him a piece of my mind.
JJ Wright hears a person laughing in the background. He looks around to see who it is.
Looking for somebody?
Said the mysterious boy. JJ looks up to see the electricity thief is standing on top of a power line. The electricity thief jumps down and lands on the street.
It's you! You're the electricity thief, said JJ Wright.
Thank you for listening to Super Kids Audio Stories. Tune in every week to listen for new adventures. Please visit our website at superkidspodcast.com. Email us at hello@superkidspodcast.com. This podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. We would appreciate it if you shared this with your family and friends. Thank you.